In the ancient tradition, the Supreme Almighty Lord Shiva is referred to as Trilokinath. Nath means Lord. Lord of the three realms, the three lokas, the three loci of consciousness. And the Lord of the three realms is also the self of all beings who appear in those realms. In the supreme realm, Param Dhamma, as it's referred to, the abode of Shiva, of course, there are no beings. That realm is completely unmanifest and inconceivable to the minds of any beings in other worlds. But from this absolute realm of pure infinite intelligence is emanated the realm that we could call in modern terms the symbolic, archetypal, imaginal realm. Plato referred to it as the nous, the noetic field, the mind of God, the activated intelligence, no longer in its potential state, but manifesting the blueprint of the phenomenal realm that would emerge and be emanated in turn from that second realm. And the phenomenal plane in Chronos time is the theodrama that encompasses the expression of that supreme intelligence and the majesty of all the possible permutations of its beauty and of its virtues of courage and discernment and sacrifice and for the capacity to learn and to grow and to overcome ignorance and illusion and pierce through the false to rediscover the true and to follow truth to the ultimate culmination of the guidance of that power that draws us to break through the illusion of the phenomenal plane and return via the buddhi, the absolute discerning intellect, to that abode of pure love and absolute perfection, so that at a moment when the phenomenal theodrama field becomes overrun by the hordes of the dark forces of the demonic, that the power of God can once again break through and redeem that world by manifesting as the power of Almighty Shiva. And because Shiva is the one self of all, that self within you is drawing you toward the ultimate power of transcendence. Of complete God realization and liberation. We have learned in recent teachings and videos that nothing in the phenomenal plane is real. We have amnesia about history, and there is deliberate falsification, and nothing in this realm is certain because it is a realm that is imaginary. It doesn't really exist. And because it doesn't really exist, evil is an illusion. And the power of the real is destined to become once again sovereign in all three realms. And this is the moment of that breakthrough and transformation. But it is only when you have become completely clear, convinced, certain that the world that seems to exist is only a dream, and that you are not identifiable with any bodily vehicle or mental stream of consciousness. Only when you have returned to the supreme abode, to the absolute realm of the eternal one self, the absolute presence, only then will the light fully transform and transfigure the phenomenal plane via the symbolic capacity to decollapse qualium wave functions until the mind within the phenomenal realm is equally free and in resonance with the Supreme Lord. And then all of the siddhis, the powers of that Lord, will be added unto you, so that the quantum wave functions as well will be modulated and released, so that the field of Brahman returns to the fullness of the freedom of the luminous infinite ocean of consciousness in the perfect harmony of the unified presence of the God Self at every point within the manifold of presence. And in the return to the absolute, the world of space and time are magnetically drawn back as well into the zero point, the singularity of the absolute that is beyond being and non-being, beyond any possibility to conceptualize. And the infinite, universal, absolute consciousness, out of the glory of its own joy of creating, will dream a new world of total beauty and divine purity and goodness. It is your destiny to choose the freedom of your own trajectory, to abide in the ultimate realm of the liberated one, who never leaves eternity for time, or you may realize that you are also the all-pervading intelligence that manifests as the three worlds, but never losing the truth that you are also one with the Lord of our three worlds. In order to realize the fullness of grace, the one effort must be made to open the heart to such love for the Absolute Self that the attention effortlessly transcends the illusory mental chatter of the ego character and abides in the fullness and the power of pure presence in total freedom, in the absolute grace that is then transmissible to all as the power to liberate every consciousness from its state of sleep into the full awakening of our divine nature. This task is our divine responsibility to fulfill, but it can only be done once the I has been liberated from the character's limited intelligence, its consciousness that is determined by pride, envy, greed, fear, and emotional dysregulation. There must be complete liberation from that imaginary entity. And through that self-liberation into the absolute, unmanifest, qualityless, nirguna Brahman state of the infinite ocean of pure Supreme Consciousness that is also the zero point of the Absolute Self. Only by this complete realization can the transformation of the dream field of that character that had been identified with be purified and transformed into the kingdom of God. May you now give yourself the grace of self-liberation, just as you gave yourself the adventure of self-concealment and ignorance in order to enjoy the intensity of experience as a mortal being. Now give yourself the Mahasukha, the great joy of realization that you were never born, never created, totally immortal, eternal, and completely free here and now and forever. The glory of God is this ultimate grace that we are now offered. May we gratefully accept and allow our gratitude to blossom into adoration and adoration into union and union into bliss of the full truth of our complete divine nature as the one God who pervades all. May you know the grace of peace at the level of the phenomenal body and mind and heart, filled with serenity, tranquility, simplicity, and peace of mind that is complete. And may you know the even deeper grace of peace in which the soul is awakened and illumined and filled with the intensity of the power of the Supreme Presence and completely inspired to bring forth into the characters, capacities, the fullness of the power of God to deliver the light, the awareness, the power of truth into the illusory world as an awakener to the real. And may you know the supreme grace of abiding in that highest loka, the Paramdhamma, the supreme abode of the Absolute Self, forever beyond both nirvana and samsara, beyond time, space, illusion of every kind, in the absolute, eternal, infinite and inconceivable glory and splendor of the Almighty One, and know that ultimate beauty, power, goodness, intelligence, joy, and love. As yourself, here and now.